Hello, hello, hello. Come on in, ladies and the gentlemen that love us. You're welcome to this edition of the Tripartite Podcast, where you get to transform the health of your spirit, your soul, and your body. My name is Idala Ogufere, your host. Let's make a toast over our virtual smoothies as we dig into today's topic. Come on in. The Tripartite Show. My name is Idala Ogufere and I am the Fleximum Coach. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in from different parts of the world that you listen to us. We are glad to have you. And for those that don't know what I do, I am a holistic fitness coach. I'm a mom to four boys. I love to, you know, groom women to be intentional about the health of their spirit, their soul, and their bodies. And so I run a company that we help to share meal plans, we share, just run a community that helps women to just start off and kick off with what they have. And we're proponents of that school of thoughts. And so I have an amazing client who has been with us from May till now. This is August already, and she has been a phenomenal person. And so I just wanted her to come and share her story. Her name is Olaito Aboriho. She's going to come and explain how to pronounce the name very well. How's her last name if I pronounce it? And so she's a mom to two boys. She's a mom of two. Sorry, I keep saying two boys because I'm so used to introducing myself as mom to boys. But she's a mom of two. I think a boy and a girl. So she had them through cesarean section due to small pelvis. She had always bothered about how her tummy would look like after CS, and then she didn't add weight after the first baby, but added weight after the second. And when she started the program in May, she weighed a whooping 98 kg. When she sent in this story, she said it's so embarrassing that she weighed 98 kg, but now she weighs 89 kg. That's almost that's 11 kg, right?
That's 9 kg
lost from me. So what we talk a lot about in with my plan, with my style, is I tell you to pace yourself a whole lot. Like, you need to understand your body capacity. So she's going to be sharing her whole experience with us on the program. And she said she can't remember. Okay, she didn't remember her tummy size, but I had to scoop it out. You know, we keep records of our clients' statistics. So I scooped out her starting weight, her starting waist size, and she was 43 centimeters, and that's like she's lost about 5 whole inches around her waist. From she's looking so hot. She's very, very consistent with her workouts and everything. So welcome, Olaito. Welcome, welcome to our show. Feel free, feel the excitement. Let me hear the excitement.
I'm so excited. It's good to be here. Hello, ladies. Thank you for having me here today. Thank you so much.
Do you want to know? So tell us about you. Tell us about you. Want to learn about life. Want to know more about the life. So
what? My name is
I
work in the bank, so I'm used to the sedentary lifestyle. While we sit most of the time, you know. So I think that's one of the reasons why I have. I started adding a lot of weight, even though I don't eat so much, but my timing of eating is always awkward. Even when I was pregnant, I might not eat in the morning, but you see, by the time I sit down at the end of the day to eat, I could eat till like 11 p.m. night.
Wow.
Yeah, so mom to two kids, a boy and a girl, like I said. So I don't know what else. What else you want? What else you want me to say?
Okay, so so what inspired your decision to lose weight? What?
Wow, I like to tell people this. And when I started, I had some clothes that I usually loved to wear before I had a baby. So these clothes are clothes that I still regard as big. I don't know if you understand. So when I had my second child and I went to go out with my husband and I put on one of those clothes, I burst into tears. I couldn't fit into them, and I knew that I was on the verge of a nervous breakdown, like, and I don't need that since I just had a baby. So I just told myself that enough is enough. I know that I had some unhealthy habits that came with, oh, you know, you just had a baby, so it's okay, just always have bread in the house and have Milo in the house and have this in the house and have that in the house, you know. So I've always done that. I had this unhealthy habit, and I kept wearing clothes that I even still consider big, and they were not fitting at all. I knew it was time to do something about it. I knew. Nobody, see, the thing about weight loss is people can tell you about it, but until you make that decision on your own, there is no way I can. Other people can just try to convince you, but you need to have it in your mind of mind, like, I need to do this. I just needed to do it for myself, not for anyone. You don't need to impress anyone, but for yourself, for your sanity, for your psyche. So until you get it, whatever any other person say might not really matter. So I got to that point, and I didn't need anybody to tell me I've had it too much weight. I just needed to start. So that was what informed my decision to lose weight.
No, that's a strong why. That's a strong why. A lot of people don't know that they need to have that reason why they want to start this thing. It shouldn't be for anybody. It should be for you. You know, that's really what I get from what you're saying. You know, everybody has to have that strong why. For some people, it could be either their family member or someone that has had very terrible illness and they don't want that to happen to them. You know, some people have had their parents, you know, involved in very very life-threatening illness, and they're like, that just gives them that you have to start taking your health seriously. And so that's a very phenomenal reason why. Everybody should have their own why, and that should really motivate them to start the journey for them.
Yeah,
that's amazing. So how's your journey been with us? Because I know that you started when your son was, I think, 6 months.
Yes, I started immediately after we had a 6 month photo shoot. So I was looking fresh, but even the dress I was putting on for the photo shoot wasn't meant to be that tight. So I started then, and it's been an amazing journey. Yeah, there's been ups and downs, and this is what everyone should know. Don't, when you're down, it's a journey. And since you've not gotten to your destination, since you've embarked on the journey you're going, there are times where you would be down. Always have someone like the accountability group of the FlexiMom community. You just have to be there. Tell them how you're feeling. Sometimes I'm down, but you see, what drives me was the determination, the fact that I just didn't like the way I was feeling. And I'm a happy person naturally. I smile a lot. I'm always from that school of thought that says that be happy no matter what. You have control over your happiness. No other person, no other human should determine your happiness. So I've always been happy. So, and I radiate that happiness. In fact, I had this nickname, Sunshine. Like, I radiate that happiness around. So if when I started feeling down, I knew that I won't be able to radiate this sunshine that everybody knows me with. So I had to just start, you know. So along the line, sometimes I fall, and by fall I don't mean that maybe I'll see pizza and I'll start eating, or see shawarma and I'll start eating. No, by falling means that, okay, maybe I'm supposed to eat just a portion and I just had just a little more portion to eat. But you see, that conscience will always prick me, like, I know this is too much. This is just too much. You have to hold on. So I won't say that, oh, it's been perfect from the very beginning. No, it's not been. By the grace of God, I was able to be consistent with my workouts. I work out every morning. I thought it wasn't going to be possible because of the distance between where I stay and my workplace. But with God's help, I've been able to squeeze in 20 minutes, 25 minutes every day.
And you have been consistent with that. You have been
thank God. Because one thing also is that I must just... So let me quickly chip this in. Exercise is good for your mental health. I've started working out every day, even if it's 10 minutes at the least. I've been able to achieve so much even at work. Before, during the weekends, because I work during the weekend sometimes, I get so tired, I can't just explain the tiredness. I'll always feel like my whole body is aching and all that. But now, I feel active. I feel, you know, fit. I don't get tired even after a meal because I don't eat excessively. I watch what I eat. I feel stronger every day.
You're a nursy mama. You have to check that in.
To a boy, you know what it is about feeding a boy, breastfeeding a boy child. It's been amazing. It's been amazing, I must tell you. So let me just say that, please, exercise is good for your mental state, if not for anything. If you don't want to just, even if it's not for weight loss, but for you to just get, as a woman, a nursing mother, or even a mother generally, or a woman that just wants to, you know, just want to live her life, we should always imbibe exercise in what we do. And 5 minutes, 10 minutes is a start point. Don't say that it's not until you do 30 minutes. Start small. With 5 minutes, do everything you need to do. Before you know it, even on your own, you will know, you will desire more. It will be as if you need to drink more water. It's like drinking water and you're thirsty. So if you start small, gradually you start increasing your pace. And before you know it, you are fine. Everybody, and the amazing thing about it, coach, is that even the people around you will notice a change. Mm-hmm. And they will always want, what is going on? You seem like
livelier.
You don't look tired. And you even be telling the people, so in fact, I have a colleague that also has a child, two babies like that, and she's always looking. I told her, you need to work out. They said, there is no time. Yes. There won't ever be a time. Let's just get it straight. We will never have that time until that time. Start with what you have. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and you'll be fine.
And that's really what we preach a lot about in the community, in our coaching plans. We tell you, you know, just talk about how great the exercises are. Like they're very short, effective, and intense routines that you can do in 5-10 minutes and you're good to go. So we encourage, just tell us how the experience has been with the exercises and knowing how you can increase your capacity.
Yeah, I must say that the exercises that have been shared in the Fleximum group, the accountability group, has been, it looks easier. But when you do it, it is effective, especially when coach says tighten your tummy tight. I feel my tummy. I touch the walls of my tummy and it's firm. It's hard. Yeah, I've not gotten the six pack yet, but I can tell you categorically that my tummy is not the blah, 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 blah that it used to be. like I'm doing jumping jacks and I'm not hearing
and blubbing.
As in, sometimes I do it and I'm trying to listen. Is my tummy making that sound? No, my tummy is not making that sound anymore. My thighs are not making that sound anymore. So all the exercises that have been shared have been very effective. They might look easy, but when you do it, you will feel it, especially when you do it the right way. When you do it the right way, and you also adhere to the rules, the principle of eating. And like Coach Idala would always say, start with what you have. You don't have to. It's not, hey, I would always also mention this. Weight loss, yeah, you might say that, it's expensive. It's an investment. In the long run, it is cheap. Because if you start that lifestyle now, it's something that you live with for the rest of your life. And you won't even have to bother about paying a bill. I've seen people that pay, after collecting their pension, they use that pension to pay for drugs. Like, a lot of drugs, just so that they can be well. So imagine if we start that lifestyle now, see what will happen in another few years, 10, 15, 20 years, even your children and your grandchildren will be happy you started that lifestyle because they'll see something good to copy. But now my daughter joins me in workouts anyway, and I'm always so proud of her because when she tells people, "Mom, let me do push-up, can you do push-up like me? Can you do that?" I'm like, wow, can you do lunges? As in, I'm so excited because this is something she has started. And I don't want a hand. And that people used to say, and you have big bones. It's a lie, oh. Please, nobody should fall for that trick. There is nothing like big bones anywhere. Please lose that weight. There is no big bones. There is no big bones. Lose the weight when you need to. Lose it. Nothing like big bones. It's a trick. It's a lie from the pit of hell. It's not. I used to think that way too, until I lost weight and fit into clothes that I couldn't believe I could fit into. So we should not deceive ourselves.
You see how much you are. You said a whole lot. You talk about the legacy that you're leaving for your children. Your girl is, you know, you are being a fantastic role model for your daughter, and that's like one thing I have noticed with the way we run our programs, because I've had a lot of testimonials where moms are just like, wow, even the moms that have not even joined, that just watch from afar, and they're like, all the challenges that I host on Instagram and on my social media platform, and they're like, I join in and my children are just watching, and they're like, I want to, who is that let's get going, let's do another exercise. You know, that alone is very, very, if not for anything, the fact that you are modeling a very great characteristic and attributes that your children are looking up to you for, that's amazing, you know.
Yeah,
that's so good.
A lot of people see me now and they're asking me, what did I drink? What did I eat? I don't want to. And I told someone that, no, I'm not taking it. I just changed my life. Like, doesn't want to tell us. I'm like, it's not like I don't want to tell you. I'm not taking anything. I only changed my lifestyle, you know? And thank God, actually, I have a few colleagues at work that knows about Coach Dan. They're like, oh, which group? Once I mentioned Flexible Community, they say, yeah, I know about it. Then I go, have you joined? So it's good to be a part of something great, because it's not just to promote the brand alone, it's also for your own health.
Good.
At the long run, you will feel the impact. And I'm so glad I'm a part of this community, and I don't intend to leave this community anytime soon.
Okay, so I'm actually going to link this question to the next one I'm talking about. I want to ask now about how the Fleximum brand itself has been to you. Like, you know, this is a tripartite. So we're talking about your spirit, your soul, and your body. How has the journey been for you, as in with the brand? Because we have the Fleximum community, which is a free community where we host book reviews and stuff that just helps you expand your mind, change your mindset, take off weight in your spirit, you know, all those other stuff that we do that, you know, just what has your experience been with, you know, because you have been, you've gone through all the facets of, okay, the body part, the exercise,
yeah, the body part,
about that then.
It's been amazing. The FlexiMom community has, in fact, sometimes I get a little bit intimidated and I'm like, no, I shouldn't get intimidated. Everybody is learning here.
Yeah.
I've thought, in fact, do you know that I used to have, I had the U version app on my phone, but I've never opened it. The only time I open it is maybe when I want to just read a Bible verse and I just remember that it's there, so I opened. I didn't even know that there are amazing plants that I can, and I learned that from the FlexiMom community. I learned about different plants and I've been able to read a lot about marriages, your children, even you, and you know, your future, your, as in, it's just an amazing, it's an amazing time in the FlexiMom community. And the beautiful thing is, it's not just about your body, it's about your spirit too is being taken care of. You have a company of sisters that talk about things, all things God, you know. You learn even the prayer sections. Oh man, if you have never joined the prayer meetings, I know this is a call to do that. 4 a.m., 12 p.m. every day. It has really, really helped my prayer life. Because now, even while I'm at work, I plug in my Bluetooth hands-free and I'm listening. In fact, I've observed that even my colleagues now know the time. Once it's 12, you look at the time, it's 12. You look at the time, I'm not looking at them again. I'm already in my own world. So whatever that needs to be that time, they know how to handle things. So it's been an amazing journey and I'm striving to be better, to be, you know, to be an example even in my family, to revive our spiritual life. And my husband has also, he will always say, once it's 4 a.m. sometimes he'll like wake me up, like, don't you join the prayer group? It's such an amazing time, and it's the fact that, you know, it's not, there is no how you be in a FlexiMom community, you won't talk about your body, your spirit. So they don't just cater for your spirit alone. You have to also cater for that vessel that God has given you. So you have to learn how to take care of that vessel. So, and once you love God, you also always remember that this body that was given to you, you ask Him to help you to take care of it. As in, what other thing can you think of? As in, how beautiful can life just get?
Wow! When you take care of the whole part of your being, because your first experience, your first experience, you have the soul and you need live in a body, so you should take care of everything. It's a holistic view.
Yes, I'm so grateful. I was introduced to this group. I am so, so grateful.
Grateful. Wow. It's amazing. Wow, we could go on and on and on and on. But is there anything you'd like to share? Is there anything? Because I know there was one time in the group we were talking about, and I know we had to talk with, I had to make a podcast on it. If you have not watched, if you have not listened to that podcast, you need to listen to the podcast about, you know, that time we were talking about being people that just, you know, talk down on women that are, you know, trying to lose weight and they just say nasty comments and all of that.
Yeah. Also a victim, when I just resumed from maternity leave, I had a woman look at me and was like, you are just adding weight. Now this is one woman that we've never spoken before, other than you're welcome, good afternoon, ma, that's all. And she just looked at me and like, you are too fat. I'm like, please don't, with all due respect, ma, please do not call me fat. Do you know, I had to lecture her on how that word, because, you know, I've never been a a slim girl right from the beginning. So I've been used to people telling me I'm fat, labeling me a robot, you know. So I've been able to gain a lot of ammunition,
big
skin against such. But I had to lecture her that I just had it. Just if not for the fact that I had to come back to her, I'm supposed to still be at home resting. You don't even know what my journey has been.
Yeah.
You don't know what I've gone through. You don't know how I went through it during labor and all that. But you just came to me and you are saying I'm fat. It is wrong. That don't you know you could throw some people into depression mode? And that woman was shocked because she said she had never seen it that way, that she wouldn't be. I said, please, even if it's a man or a woman or a little child, you're saying that, please don't do that. It throws some people into depression. And you'll see some people, they would refuse to eat. And this can cause some other ailment like ulcer. And the rest of it. So I know that it's not easy. And like we've always said, we also spoke about it in the Flexmom community. It starts with the mind. Some people have plus size, might be feeling awkward about a particular part of your body. Get your mind right. Know that you are a work in progress. Do all you can the right way. Don't think of, I can't even imagine going to pay one plastic surgeon to reduce my tummy or reduce whatever when I can do that the healthy way. So please, for women out there, ladies out there, that you don't like your tummy, you don't like the way your backside looks, you don't like the way your thighs look, please go through the natural, which is healthy eating and exercises, and you would achieve a great result. I know it's not easy because I've been there when people throw all these remarks at you. They might even not make it look serious. It might just be a joke, but some people don't know the extent of what I don't joke with it. I don't, maybe because I've gone through it myself. I don't see a woman and say, oh, your tummy is big. See how big your tummy is. Didn't you have a baby like a year ago? How come you've not been able to work on it? No, I don't do that. Because you don't know where they've been. You don't know what effort they've been trying to put into it. And they've not seen the results. So saying all that will throw them off. And they'll just want to give up. So please, ladies, don't give up. Just keep at it. Like I would always say, 5 minutes, 10 minutes will make a long way. We'll go a long way in achieving.
Just the same thing.
Yeah. And just be counting down one more day. Take it a day at a time and we will all be fine.
Yes, we will all be fine according to Olaitan 2020. We will be fine. And everyone needs to understand that it just requires you taking a step at a time, pace yourself, work out, be in a community of people that have your back, like genuinely have your back and are pushing you, prodding you towards success. You want to set yourself up for success because you don't want, you most times people feel like they can do these things by themselves. They feel like they can do it alone. But you need a community of people where you can just get support. You know, how has the support been? I know you have a buddy in the group.
Yes, I have a buddy. Shout out to Dintega. Oh, it's good because we talk to ourselves even off the group. We chat with ourselves, we call ourselves to, you know, tell ourselves what we are going through. Yeah, there was a time she called me, told me this is what she, I encouraged her. There are times I also do the same thing. She encourages me. Please, you need an accountability group if you want to embark on this journey. Please, I know what I'm saying. I've joined an accountability group before. The group was dissolved. And I knew that was the point where I just threw in the towel. I just went back to my old ways. But please, you need an accountability group if you are starting this journey. Don't kid yourself into thinking you can do it on your own. You cannot. It's just like even when the Bible says, do not forsake the fellowship of, you know, people that are. If you feel you can, yes, all I want to do is just to pray, read my Bible, just study the God's word, and just on your own. if that part would not be there in the Bible if God didn't think it was necessary. So you need an accountability group, and which other one is even better than the Fleximum community, where your body, your spirit is also, you know, being talked about at all times. So please, accountability is key. That is what everyone needs if you want to start this journey. Don't start and then stop. Start and continue. They will even encourage you to continue. So get a buddy, be accountable, post your sweat fees.
Yes.
Food. Sweat fees, yeah. For those that don't know, sweat fees is after you finish the workout, you take a selfie just to show that yes, you did it. Yes.
I did it.
Yeah.
You crushed the workout for today.
Yeah. One more day towards my goal.
And so, the beautiful thing is that you ladies just, it seems like you guys just love to work out a lot. Like, even when we have our live sessions in on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, you still get to work out. I see most of you that work out in the morning and still come again and join in the evening workout.
Yeah, so,
and work out again the next morning. I'm like, you are divine, man.
Yes, even the little that we eat, we want to burn it.
You know, you ladies are on fire. And the fact that you are seeing the results, you've lost 5 inches around your waist in 4 months.
Yes.
That's huge. That's and huge.
Did you know that I didn't check my weight until I think about a week or 2 weeks ago? I refused to check my weight because I was like, until I started seeing results on the clothes I'm wearing,
yeah,
I will not check my weight. Because I know some people are tempted to always check their weight. Maybe after a few exercises, they want to go and check their weight. No, it will work. It will not work.
Get depressed.
When you are about to start the journey, take that weight, take all your measurements, and leave it at that. Don't take any measurement. Don't do anything. Nobody will tell you. When you start wearing some clothes, wearing some jeans, you know, you will know. I can tell you that at a point, I was wearing underwear and it was biting my flesh. As in biting, to show you how uncomfortable that underwear was. It was biting into my flesh. But now, I'm even doing shopping again, because I'm like, that one.
You have to change the wardrobe.
Yeah, too big. So, just, I don't know how best to say this, but I would just keep saying this. Start. If you have not started, start today.
You have to start, so, join the next batch of
commitment. Start. You need to start. Because that's the best thing that can happen to any woman in this world. We need to be role models to our kids in every way. We don't want to be too tired to do things. We need to be fired up so that they will have something, and they will be so impressed by us. Because imagine if this is like a generational thing, like, you know, your mom did it, your grandmom did it, your great grandmother was like that. It's you know, it's going to be amazing.
Something it's a legacy worth living for our children.
Yes.
I hear you. that's like a huge takeaway. Like, it's a legacy worth living for your children. You let your generation say that, yes, see, my mama, my great grandmother Olaiso did this.
And going it on to my warrior, as well as fitness, it's a legacy worth it. Because exercise solves a lot of underlying health issues, a whole lot of them. And healthy eating, we even need it in this part of the world. We do.
And even this time around, this corona season, where everyone needs to boost up your immunity, with your own hands.
Yeah, studies show that people that are actively engaged in sports and all that, they have lower risk of contracting. Even if we do, their chances of getting well is way higher. Better to be, I always say, better to be safe than to be sorry. So
you know,
I prefer to
go. So why not just take it the natural route that will boost your immunity for you and keep you healthy, you know?
Yeah. I prefer to say, I have nothing. And that is it. If you are not going to take anything away from this section, you have nothing by being healthy. You have nothing, absolutely nothing to lose by exercising and eating right. You have nothing to lose. So please, always remember that.
That's amazing. And I can just imagine how you are, like the radiance you exude, the confidence you exude in the office. You know, you are in charge. You feel like you keep your head high, you know.
I tighten my tummy when I walk around. And for the first time in a very long time, I can actually like try and tighten my tummy, and my tummy will, I can see,
respond.
It will not just, I'll just, there won't be any much difference between when the tummy is the same way when tightening. But now, I can do that. And it didn't happen in a day. I didn't take any tea. Mm-hmm. I couldn't have even taken any tea because I'm breastfeeding. So I won't want to harm my child because I want to. So I did it the natural way. And this is just the beginning. It's a journey, and I have not gotten to my destination yet.
Are you already spitting fire like this?
Yeah. So I want.
You're inspiring a lot more women
on this journey. Let's embark on this journey together. If I can do it, trust me, anybody can.
Yes. Anybody. So you ladies have heard it. You've heard it from Olaito herself. Please pronounce your husband's name.
Olaito. It's Aborigo. He's an Yoruba man, just like you pronounce Omonigo.
Oh, okay. Aborigo. Awesome. So you heard it from Olaito Aborigo. So we are expecting you all in the next batch of September. So the next batch is really special because I'll be introducing a new program for brides and new wives, right? Because I know that I have this flair for women to be in charge of their bodies, like even while you're just getting married, or you know you're planning to have children, or you just want to be flexible, you want to have fun, you know, you want to enjoy your husband, you don't want to be able to be feeling very stiff and feeling like, oh, you're not in control of your body. That's like, I've always been, when I started the flexible community, I've always been like that. You know, be confident in your body, be able to explore even in the other room. You know, that's the reason why I coined that name, Fleximom. You should be flexible, you should be, you know, energetic, you should just be you and have fun with your life, and you know, as a mom or as a new wife. So we're having a new program for ladies and for the new wife is what do Hausa people call them again? Amaraya, right? and for the women that have already joined, been a part of us, like Olaito and many other women, will be having just amazing time studying and knowing more about healthy living. There's so many things that we want to do, and there's one especially that we just started talking about, which is the No Stop Cube Challenge that we're going to be doing in the group. You know, so we're just having fun with, you know, this healthy lifestyle is not that difficult, and I always say that it's not that hard. You know, when you're even in a company of people that think like you, that act like you, it's better for you. So yeah, we'd love to see you in the next batch in September. I'm looking forward to having you. Register, feel free to just click the link anywhere you see this video, and just join this audio and this podcast, and just join us. We'll be waiting to see you. It's a community that loves women, no airs, absolutely nothing. You can just come in and you feel at home. All right.
So thank you so much, Olaita, for spending your time with me. I would want to really, I know we could talk on and on and on and on about this because I know you're so passionate about it.
Yeah, and, I am passionate.
yes, and it's my dream to really just help women to be just light that fire so that you can inspire other women. So there are people that I may not be able to reach that my clients will be able to reach and inspire and just trigger and just create that domino effect on other people, and that's what we're looking forward to doing. So as a mom, career mom, whatever you're doing, I know this is a very, very long, this is the longest podcast I've had, and thank you for listening to the very end. You know, whether you're a new wife, a single mom, a new mom, whatever it is that you're doing or whatever category you fall into, there's a space for you in the Flexi Mom accountability group and in our communities. Fleximum brand is open to helping you to achieve your holistic and life. Enjoy your holistic life. Be intentional about the health of your spirit, your soul, and your body. So we'll be longing to see you again. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast, and leave a review for us. Subscribe to our pages wherever you see us pop up on the Trappetite. Follow me at the Flexi Mom Coach on Instagram. I'll follow back. I'll give a shout out. Just tag me wherever you see me. And Olaita, how can we get to see you? What can we get to? Are you on social media? Do you want us to contact you? Do you want us to say hello to you?
Yeah, if you want to like learn more, you want me to encourage you to more by bringing you into the Flexi Mom community, my Instagram handle is at Akonkeart. The art is double T. That's Akonkeart, aka NKEHOTT. And on Facebook is Olaita Babalola Aborigo.
All right. Thank you so much. And regards to your beautiful family. Thank you.
I will. Thank you so much.
Hope you learned something new today to bring you a step closer to being intentional about the health of your spirit, your soul, and your body. I'd love to hear what stuck out the most to you in today's podcast. Send us a voice message or send an email to trappetite.podcast@gmail.com. We can't wait to hear from you. Until the next episode, take care.